Our fifth storyteller tonight is Len Childers with a story that asks the question, is it a mistake if you make a mistake without knowing that you're making a mistake? Len spent his formative years in Utah in a town called Layton. He moved around as a military brat early in life. Born in Rome, New York, he also lived in Kansas, North Dakota, Germany, New Jersey, before his Air Force father retired in Utah. He is currently a school social worker for Unit 5, but as an actor in a former life, having lived in Salt Lake City, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and New York City, before moving to Central Illinois to finally live the normal life. Please join me in welcoming Len Childers.
Walking loose, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
I don't know if I can top testicles or tampons, but I will try. Can this be lifted? There we go. Okay, getting it. Maybe a little bit. I don't know if I'm doing that right. I'll just sit in the stool. How about that? All right, so my story, as she said, I lived in Germany for a while, and from the ages of 3 to 7, I was in Germany as a young lad. And my oops story is kind of the first oops story I had in my life. And I was 6, it was circa 1977. I believe, Kathy, that the colors of my furniture were avocado green. So we lived in this community called Alcom, and I went to Alcom Elementary School. We lived in military housing. There were Army brats and Air Force brats there. And I believe we lived on the 3rd or 4th floor of this apartment building. And I had a best friend named Paula Hoyt, who was also my age. And she was the best friend a 6-year-old boy could possibly want or hope to have. She loved bugs. She loved climbing trees. She loved marbles, all the things that boys love. And we would hang out. We were inseparable. We would hang out every Saturday morning. Her mom would take her younger brother, PJ, to the grocery store and bring back sweet tarts. I remember there were three packs of sweet tarts, and she would give me one, and Paula one, and PJ would get one. And then Paula and I would leave PJ by himself and then go play somewhere else, right? So Paula lived right below. So we were in the apartment on the south side of the building, and she was the apartment right below that. And her father was Army, and my father was Air Force. So one day I remember we were playing in my room with Tinker Toys, which for those of you who might be younger than, I guess, 35, Tinker Toys were these, you had long wooden sticks that were differing colors, and then these round wooden blocks with holes in them that you could put the sticks in this way or you could put the sticks in that way, and some had like 5 holes in them and some had just 1 hole in them. So we were playing with my Tinker Toys, and we were having a grand old time, and then somehow the subject turned to, and I don't know if I brought it up or if she brought it up, it turned to the people on TV, on soap operas, right? So, and we were trying to figure out why did the adults on soap operas, on TV always get into bed naked? And why were they always having a good time, and why was it always such a big deal? Because we just didn't understand why that was. I don't know whose idea it was, if it was mine or hers, but we decided that it would be a good idea to explore this and find out, right? So we both took our clothes off, and I don't think we really understood, like, there were different body parts. I mean, it just didn't occur to me that girls had different body parts and I had. I mean, I knew, but I didn't really think that there was anything exciting about that, and I don't think she thought that either. Excuse me. So we both took off our clothes, and we got into bed under my Superman sheets in my twin bed, and we pulled the covers all the way up because that's what we remember how they would get into bed at first, and they would get under the covers. And we kind of sat there for a little bit and both stared at the ceiling. We didn't really look at each other. And I think we were just waiting for something magical to happen. We just didn't know what that would be. We thought there would be something that would happen. At one point I turned to Paula and she turned to me, and we were like, is this it? And So we decided that we were going to put our clothes back on. So I got out of bed. She got out of bed. We put our clothes back on. I quickly put my underwear on and my shirt on. For some reason, it made sense to me to put my underwear on and then my shirt. While Paula just skipped the underwear and just pulled on her pants and her shirt. Now, to me, this blew my mind. Like, it was incredulous to me that somebody would put pants on without underwear. Like, T-shirts go on before your shirt and underwear goes on before your pants. That, you know, so I got really caught up in that. Like, I just got stuck and I was like, you didn't put your underwear on. And Paula said, but your mom might come in. And my mom was not a small woman. She was a German woman. And so it was ironic that we lived in Germany, but she was a German woman. 5'10", probably 180. She was not a small woman. And Paula said, I don't want your mom to come in. And I was like, pshaw. I mean, I had my underwear on, my shirt on. We're okay. So as I was pulling my pants up, they were probably about to my knee, my mom came up behind me. She'd come into my room, and Paula was just like this, stuck. She had her clothes on, but she saw me with my pants to my knees. And my mom came up behind me and just pulled my pants up the rest of the way and buttoned them up and said in her thick German accent, Paula, I think it's time for you to go home now. And Paula was like, yes, ma'am, okay. And she left. So I don't know why it didn't occur to me that I would be in trouble or that my mom was mad at me for not having, for being half naked. Like, it just didn't occur to me. I thought, oh, well, that was a close one. You know, I mean, she almost saw me with all my clothes off. But I had most of my clothes on, so she must not have gotten it. And my mom didn't really say anything. It was probably about 2:30, 3 in the afternoon. We had dinner at 5. You know, I went along the rest of my day. I probably couldn't remember what had happened 15 minutes ago, much less 2 hours ago. So we had eaten dinner. I was playing on the living room floor after dinner. And all of a sudden, my mom comes up to me, and she did the full name thing, right? So I go by Len, but my full name is Leonard James Childers. So she did the full name thing. Leonard James Childers, come with me. And so she grabbed me by the arm, and she whisked me to the door. And I was like, what did I do, Mom? And she said, you be quiet, just come with me. And it didn't occur to me, like, what had happened 2 hours ago might as well have been 2 years ago, because I just didn't associate anything with that. So we walked down the steps, and my mom knocked on Paula's door, and her mom opened the door, and I remember the scene, her mom was at the door, her father was sitting in a lazy boy chair watching sports. PJ, her little brother, was sitting on the floor playing in the living room, and she had two twin sisters, Denise and Shannon. And Denise and Shannon poked their head out simultaneously, one above the other, as her mom opened the door. And Paula was the only one that was out of sight. She was in the room. And so when her mom opened the door, she said, "Oh, hello. Yes. What can I help you with?" And she said, "Hello, is Paula home?" And of course she's home. I mean, she's 6 and, you know, it's 6 o'clock in the evening. So her mom said, yeah, hang on just a sec. Paula, come out. And so Paula came out of into the hallway. And of course, there's Denise and Shannon and PJ on the floor and Dad and Mom. And everybody's looking at us. And I'm sitting there, I'm just racking my brain, trying to figure out what is my mom doing? Like, where is this going? And as Paula walked out of her pocket came Paula's underwear, hanging from her fingers, saying, I think these belong to you. And I was pretty mortified about that. For some reason, I thought to myself, her dad, for some reason, is going to be the most mad and come kill me or hurt me or something. And I think he just laughed. And then I went home and I buried my head in my sheets and under my Superman sheets and went to sleep. And the next time I saw Paula, we never brought it up again. But I will tell you this: I for the rest of my time in school, I did not ask a girl to take her clothes off or get into bed with me, because I learned my lesson from my mom. So that's my hope story.